People are working remotely, children are home from school, you can't dine out in your favorite restaurant or hang out in the neighborhood bar, movie theaters are dark, fitness centers closed. What can you do? You can still enjoy the great outdoors. Standing at the entrance to Forest Park, the crown jewel in the city of Springfield's park system, Parks Director Patrick Sullivan said Tuesday that now, more than ever, people need the parks, and the parks will remain open.
These are large open spaces, so it's very easy for people to keep safe social distances, and we have our park crews maintaining the parks and so forth. So we're very comfortable in allowing people to enter the parks and enjoy themselves and try to get. We have a very densely populated. You look across the street, those apartment buildings. People need to get out of these locations and get the air and so forth. So we will continue to do so.
There are no restrictions on public access to the parks in the city of Springfield or to state-owned parks anywhere in the Commonwealth, for that matter. Although restrooms, visitor centers, pavilions, and field houses are closed, people are free to hike through the woods, walk or jog on the paved areas, use the outdoor recreational facilities, including tennis courts, baseball diamonds, and basketball courts. Social distancing is strongly encouraged, and any large groups of people gathered together will be asked to separate, said Sullivan.
The mayor has allowed me to take our district rec supervisors now that the after-school programs are being closed. We're going to take those individuals. They will be driving the city and monitoring those locations and reporting, and if they're seeing something, we would contact our police department to assist us. We're not the enforcement agency.
Beginning Wednesday, deputies from the Hampden County Sheriff's Department are patrolling Forest Park between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. daily until the end of October. Sheriff Nick Cochi and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno on Tuesday announced the continuation of a partnership on the park patrols that was inaugurated last year. Cochi said the role of the deputies is more akin to park ranger than police officer.
It's hospitality and public safety, but the public safety comes along with the hospitality. When people are feeling good in the park, they feel like they're safe, and a lot of the rules are being abided by the kids and the people that are entering the park, people have a better time when they're here.
Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot welcomed the help from the Sheriff's Department in watching out for the safety of park visitors.
All the help we can get at a time like this, it's extraordinary times.
The Springfield Police have had their hands full lately, the commissioner said, with kids on bicycles weaving in and out of traffic, doing stunts, and recording the daredevil antics to post on social media.
I'm glad we're doing this now. I'm glad we're taking this step now because with schools out, if the weather should start improving and the kids are looking for something to do, I can see where this area can get busy.
At the other end of the state, there was an appeal from Boston Mayor Marty Walsh to young people to take seriously the need for social distancing as a strategy to slow the spread of the virus. It is, quote, not a time for house parties, said Walsh in a live televised address. He implored young people to think of their parents and grandparents who were most at risk of becoming seriously ill if they caught the highly contagious virus. Walsh said there are no plans to quarantine the city. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is on the same page.
But let me be clear. We are not planning any shelter-in-place orders.
Baker said Tuesday that $5 million is being distributed to local boards of health to help cover expenses related to the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Sarno welcomed the announcement.
I will go after every dime I can get my hands on for the Helen Carlton Harris and the health department.
Sarno said his administration is working on ways it can help businesses and individuals that are suffering economically. He said he may seek state legislation that would allow the city to postpone when taxes and other bills are due. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.